Jim, and I am located in Madison Township. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency, with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public safety and emergency communication. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held July 17th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be 7:30 p.m. Now calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call W3CAN. Now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call W3CAN.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8 Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Thank you, Jay. Perhaps this will be a little bit better. Got KA8RLC Cal and N8YMTJ. Any other stations with bulletins, announcements, or Franklin County ARES business, please call W3CAN. None, we will now take check-ins using quadrants, dividing the county by interstates 70 and 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time, and remember to provide your call sign clearly and phonetically with your name. Are there any stations which are north of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71? Northeast, please call W3CAN.
November 8th, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
John.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee, Papa, Bob.
And we've got NAPVC, John. Kilo Delta 8, RT. Also John, and Kilo Delta 8, SYP, Bob. Any other stations, north and east? Hearing none further at this time, we will now move to the southeast quadrant. Any stations south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
Kilo Bravo 2, Kilo Alpha Charlie, KB 2, KAC, Kristen.
Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, VP 8 MW, Mike.
All right, we've got Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, Lynn. Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, Phil. Kilo Bravo 2, Kilo Alpha Charlie, Kristen. And Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, Mike. Any other stations south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN. Hearing none further, we'll move to the southwest quadrant. Any stations south of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN. Hearing none, call again. Any stations south of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, southwest quadrant, please call W3CAN. Sure, all right. We'll move ahead to the northwest quadrant. Any stations north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN.
W8KWG, Whiskey 8, Kilo, Whiskey Golf, Gale.
Whiskey, Brian.
November 8, Victor, Juliet, Foxtrot, Mark.
Alrighty, we clearly copied Whiskey 8, Kilo Whiskey Golf, Gale, and November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark. Brian, we caught your name, but you doubled with the end of Gale, if you want to go ahead.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian.
There we go, got you loud and clear that time. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian. Any other stations north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo, Mike, Marcel.
Well, got a double there. Marcel, you want to go first because I heard your name clearly?
AD8CM. Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo Uniform, Bruce.
Alrighty, we've got Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo Uniform, Bruce. And Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike Marcel. Any other stations north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN.
Delta 8, Kilo Charlie Golf. Name here is Brian.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Delta Golf, Brian.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Charlie Golf.
Copy that, Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Charlie Golf, Brian. Any other stations? Northwest, please call for the 3CAM. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County, wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net, please call W3CAN. As a reminder, you do not need to be a member of Franklin County ARES to participate.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Madison County.
Whiskey 8, Zulu, Alpha, Romeo, Delaware County, Gregory.
J-E-R, Jeremy, Fairfield County. Got a mix of good copies and a little bit of repeat here. So Whiskey 8, Sierra Golf, Mike, and Whiskey 8, Zulu Alpha Romeo, Gregory, clearly. Can I get the station calling from Union County to come back and try again? Missed your call sign and name.
I'm not in Union County, but this is Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Madison County. Bob.
Hi, Bob. Yep, thanks for the correction there. It's Madison County, because my brain doesn't work. And Jeremy and Fairfield. Ending in Julio Echo Romeo, Mr. Prefix, if you come back with that. It's Whiskey 4, W4JER, Jeremy. Copy Whiskey 4JER. All right. Any other stations calling from inside or outside of Franklin County, please call W3CAN.
Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo, Kevin, Pinellas County.
Good to hear you, Kevin. Got your checked in, KV8, IIV. We'll go ahead and make one final call. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net, please call W3CAN. Hearing none, we're going to go ahead and get started with the program. We'll hop back up to KA8RLC, Cal.
Good evening to you and good evening to the net. This is KA8RLC. Even though Kevin left to check in from Florida, I will still do his job for him. Next week on the 3rd, I have the net. On the 10th, Jim, you again have the net, CAN. The 24th is the in-person meeting. The 17th is the in-person meeting. The 24th, Kristen, KAC, has net. And on the 31st, Jim, you're up again once more for the net. And that takes us to the end of July, so that's all I'll do on that for tonight. Now to my other job, I have one event that I will speak to coming up in 1 week, actually from tomorrow, is the Reynoldsburg 4th of July Parade. We meet around 8 o'clock at Jolly Pirate Donuts for donuts and coffee, and then they start lining up in and around that area, and we space ourselves out to get the people lined up. Parade starts at 10, and we're done normally by 11. So I still need quite a few people to help with that. So if anyone's interested, please give a call. This is KA8RLC.
WA
Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India.
Joe, both of you?
Both of us, copy.
WAKWG, I don't know if you heard me. for the event, for door prize and giveaways and stuff. So I just wanted to get that out there, too. I appreciate the time of the net. I'll send it back to you, W3CN and AYMT 73.
All righty, thank you very much, Jay, for the announcement about OSU TriFit, as well as the Ohio Link SWAT meet. I have both on my calendar, and I certainly recommend the both to everyone. All right, with that being done, we will take another round of check-ins here. Particularly interested, if anyone can transmit out of the hole that is the southwest of the county, but any stations inside or outside of Franklin County who have not yet checked into the net, please call W3CAN. Well, hearing none, we'll move along and take a look if there are any stations that have information about events held in the past week. I don't think we had anything, but we'll pause real quickly for any stations with follow-ups on events from the past week or so.
K-8-RLC.
Go ahead, Cal.
Well, I think we have a few people on here that were rather active up at County EMA with Field Day between Horse SGT and Marcel CM and JYVI and Mark VJF. So if one of them would like to speak to their Field Day activity, why don't you start with Marcel?
This is Marcel, Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike. I had a blast. It was my first day as a Field Day person. I got to be safety officer up there, which was cool, and traffic lead. We were supposed to move at least 11 pieces of traffic, and we ended up moving 38. It was successful. I got to play on a couple different radios and a couple different bands. I had a good time, and I'll be back next year. This is 88CM.
Excellent. Thank you, Marcel, for your thoughts there, and Cal for the reminder about Field Day participants. Would anyone else participating in Field Day like to chime in on how that went?
WAKWG.
Go ahead, Gail.
Yeah, this is WAKWG, and I participated in Field Day as well. I helped with the OMR station, which is the Ohio Military Reserve. I helped them out and got several contacts for them, and also worked in the alongside AD8CM for a while. And I plan to stay overnight next year and bring my sleeping bag and pillow, and I might even pull an all-nighter if I can do it. W8KWG.
Any others from Field Day?
KD8SYT.
SYT, go ahead.
This is KD8SYT. You got to have a story about one that got away. We were on the 40-meter band, and the Virgin Islands station came in loud and clear. It was just great. Unfortunately, there was 24 million people, I estimate, trying to get a hold of the Virgin Islands station, and we didn't make it. So that one got away, but it was a good Field Day. Thank you very much. Back to Ned.
Thanks, Bob. Anyone else? Field Day.
NHVJF.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was there for a little over 6 hours on a Saturday, early afternoon to evening time. Worked mostly 20 meter and 40 meter. A lot of pile ups, a lot of activity on the bands. so did make one contact to Ontario. Other than that, had a good time and nice to chat with people there in person and be able to hear some talk on the radio. N8VJF back to net.
Other stations with traffic regarding field day this past weekend?
KD8RTP.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I went up and worked the information table at the registration and so on, kept log of folks coming and going, and helped with the Ohio Military Reserve antenna set up out there. We had had quite an interesting time. I got some photographs around both days, and we only had a couple of people who were interested in ham radio. Everybody else that came through was working up there at in some capacity. Time though, and I think we were talking about it there on Sunday that the excellent weather probably kept a lot of people away. They were able to do a few things and get their lawns dried out. Back to net, KD8RTP.
Continue with field day. Any other stations with traffic?
I'm T.
Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, yeah. I actually got a couple of different things. One, it was actually my first, I don't want to say, actual operations field day, maybe, at a set up in that way. The other field days I've always done have been, you know, remote setups out in the middle of nowhere, kind of out in the field. That was actually the first organized one that I've done. And I did do a lot of contacts. It was really fun. We had a lot of good times, you know, with a bunch of people that were over there in multiple stations and stuff. I did have one of those, the one that got away, and it was actually the end of my field day time. We were on 20 meters and I spent 40 minutes trying to get a hold of a station in Saskatchewan on the other end of the country. And that would be cool in itself, but to add a level of even coolness, he was actually out on a boat out in the ocean. So he was a Saskatchewan Maritime, and that would have been awesome, but he was coming in with about eight or nine on the signal thing, really clear, but I just could not get through the pile. So, but that was a pretty exciting time. But I'm hoping to probably do it next year as well. So, back to net.
Any other stations regarding field day? Further on field day, greatly appreciate everyone who did participate, having done so, and personally, a shade of jealousy that I didn't get to make it out there. Unfortunately, scheduling meant I was on the other end, in the other end of the state, and busy that day. But thank you all very much for participating and bringing your thoughts back to the net. I'll pause briefly if there are any other stations with traffic regarding field day. Hearing nothing further on field day from this past weekend, we'll move along any other business discussions, topics for the net that stations may have, please call W3CAN. Having heard no new business or additional discussion topics. So if there are any stations a little late to check in, inside, outside Franklin County, all licensed amateur radio operators are encouraged to check in. Please call W3CAN. W8RV, Ken. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to this Wednesday, Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net, please call W3CAN. Further business. We'll now close this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Met. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins, thanks to all those who volunteered for upcoming events, and extra thanks to those who participated in our recent events. This is W3CAN, returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. Charlie Alpha November, W3CAN, signing clear. Good evening, M73.
W3CAN, K8R Alpha.
Go ahead, Cal.
You're up for Kevin. I had 22 people in what we're saying, 34 minutes.
Yeah, I had 22:33. We ended like pretty much right on that 33rd minute. So either way, kind of like having the multiples of 11.